Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're looking at Acts chapter 19, Paul's third missionary journey. This is what it says in verses 8 through 10. And he entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Paul has been in Ephesus, and he's been strengthening the churches there. And the next thing that we see in Paul giving himself to this strengthening of the churches is that he does it through consistently preaching the gospel. He preached for 3 months in the synagogue. He preached boldly. He preached with an aim to persuade. He didn't preach dry, somber messages. He pleaded with people to believe the gospel. Healthy churches are built from healthy pulpits. And even when some stood up and opposed Paul and tried to shut him down, Paul took to the streets. He rented a hall, and for 2 solid years, it's believed he would preach and teach and explain and prove and disciple for hours at a time. Now, I want you to see what happens as a result of Paul's consistency in preaching. The text says that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord. If you flip to your maps in the back of the Bible, you'll see that Asia is a pretty large area. So how do you think all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord? Did they all from all the different towns and villages and cities at some point or another make their way to Ephesus to hear Paul? Maybe. But what I think really Luke is getting at is that the message of the gospel spread through the people who sat underneath Paul's preaching. It spread through the folks who became believers and their lives were turned right side up so that they talked about the place, talked about the gospel all over the place. And it makes us think, could the same thing be said of our city, of our community? Could the same thing be said about your church? It should be able to be said about that. If you're a believer, it should be your desire to hear the word proclaimed and then received with a ready heart to embrace all that the gospel is. The boldness of your church's preaching should spread to the disciples underneath the preaching, which then spreads out to your city. And it should happen day by day. When you pray today, please remember Charles Costa and his family are missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Ukrainian broadcast in Canada, USA, and Ukraine.